let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm joined by Casey Smith and Adam Stadalius and the ever-present Kelly Lynn Scalise.
Good morning.
Hey. So,
hi, Troy.
Yeah, oh, hi, Adam.
There
sorry,
he is.
Sorry, what? I didn't mean what? To overlook you. Adam spoke.
Adam
hey, did
spoke?
You guys hear that?
I think I heard something.
Yeah, all right.
Trying to be polite.
Oh, try.
Wish you a good morning.
Keep trying, buddy. Anyway, Kelly Lynn.
Yes.
Where are we?
I have a couple of investors, Jay and Alicia. Early 60s, Jay and Alicia could retire and begin taking Social Security benefits because they're 62 and 63. However, they plan to work until their full retirement age, which is 67. And then they want to begin their benefits then because they want to kind of get the full amount. They don't want to reduce it. Jay, however, was recently asked if he wanted to go down to part-time. They ran some numbers, and they probably have enough in their brokerage account to make up for any shortfall with him going only part-time. They shared their possible plan with their friends, and the friend asked, why wouldn't you just take Social Security at that point?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a gamble, is it not?
It's a bit of a gamble. And Hensler kind of views this a little bit differently than a lot of other advisors where, you know, if you look at Social Security just in a vacuum, obviously the longer you delay your benefit, the higher your benefit is. And that's a permanent, you know, increase or
so
otherwise.
When you make the decision, you're kind of locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in once you make that choice. I mean, there are some options to, you know, pay it back and refile at the higher level. But, you know, that's sort of gets into the weeds a little bit. But, you know, in this case, it really comes down to when you need the money. I think, you know, if they're going to continue to work and have enough income to supplement what they need from working, whether it's a reduced amount from going part-time or not, you know, then it does probably make sense to delay your benefit. If you're not having to draw assets out of your portfolio, why not allow the benefit to grow and collect a higher amount for the rest of your life? But if they otherwise need money from the portfolio, and it sounds like they just need potentially, they have enough in their brokerage account for emergencies, but
yeah,
it doesn't really specify whether they're going to need to draw from the portfolio or not. You know, one consideration would be, it says that Jay is considering going part-time. Well, if his income is going to be above $22,320 for 2024, then the Social Security benefit would be reduced $1 for every $2 above that amount. And that is not a permanent reduction, but it is in place until he hits full retirement age, as long as he's over that threshold. So that would be a major consideration, I would think. You know, you may not want to take benefits if you're having your benefit reduced at that level. You know, again, it kind of comes down to what are the needs from the portfolio. If you think about this, the way I kind of like to think about this is as way of an example. You know, let's say their benefit was $2,000 a month. Their full retirement age benefit was $2,000 a month. So at 62, that's going to be reduced by 30% if their full retirement age is 67. So $2,000 a month becomes $1,400 a month if they take it at 62. Mm. So if you do the math on that, the cumulative benefit that they would receive from age 62 to age 92 at $1,400 a month would be about $1.3 million. The cumulative benefit if they waited until full retirement age, which would be 67, would be $1.65 million. So it's $350,000 difference in cumulative benefits over their lifetime if they live to be 92.
By waiting till
67.
And you have to live until 92.
And you have to live until 92.
Yeah.
So
who knows how long they're going to live?
Yeah. And so that is the main question. How long are you going to live? But also, that sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But if you break that down over 30 years of retirement, if you're drawing down your portfolio, if you're able to keep that money invested in the portfolio, let's say you have $1 million retirement portfolio, you know, $350,000 on $1 million is 35% growth.
Yeah.
It equates to a little over, 1% a year, 1.15% a year in sort of excess return that you would need on your portfolio
to make up that differential.
And what I mean by that is, if you think about our 10-year rule, if you're pulling from the portfolio, then we're going to have you invested in fixed income to cover the next 10 years of your expected withdrawals. And fixed income, typically, I guess the average yield going all the way back to 1926 is around 5%. We're not quite there right now, and we haven't been there. I mean, rates are higher than they've been in a long time.
Right.
And the average return on large cap equities is what, 10.5% annually?
Approximately.
So,
yep.
That's more than enough to compensate for that differential in expected return. So my guess is if you had $1 million, I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but if you had $1 million retirement portfolio and you were able to leave that invested more heavily in equities because you're not needing it for the next 10 years, then that would help you bridge that gap between the $350,000 that you're losing by taking it. By taking it early.
Yeah. So, well, you say you're making a lot of assumptions, but is there, I mean, there's no way around making a lot of assumptions when you're trying to make these sorts of decisions.
No, you absolutely have to. And that's why we want to, analyze this, because there's not a one size fits all answer to this question.
Right.
It kind of depends on what their plan says. How much income are they going to make?
Let me guess, it depends on their spending.
It always
depends
on their
absolutely.
Everything depends on your spending.
Yeah.
So we generally err on taking Social Security early if you need the money and if you don't have other income, to where you would be penalized for having income above that $22,000 threshold. And that is different than a lot of other advisors because, again, looking at it in a vacuum, it's easy to say, well, yeah, I would want the $1.65 million instead of the $1.3 million in cumulative benefits if I lived to 92. But you're not guaranteed to live to 92.
At all.
The break-even point is generally between full retirement age and age 70, which is the latest you can defer. It's about 12 years, 12 to 14 years, kind of depends on the benefit amount. But so you have to live to at least, 82 to 84 to make deferring to age 70 worthwhile. That's kind of when you would cross the threshold and cumulative benefit by taking a larger amount over a shorter period of time.
Right. And when you're in your early 60s, do you know how long you're going to live?
No way. No way to know. There's also no beneficiary for Social Security. The surviving spouse would get the higher of the two benefits, but the lower benefit would go away.
Yep. So that actually complicates and makes another one of those assumptions you have to make. When might that happen?
Exactly. So, if you can defer it, if you don't have needs from the portfolio, if your spending is low enough or you have other sources of income from, maybe you've got rental properties or you've got a nice pension or something that kind of helps offset and you're able to defer, then absolutely you should probably do that. But, the fact is if you don't need the money, then let it grow.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just like we do with our 10-year rule strategy.
There you go. Yep.
So that income limit is, the income limit on Social Security that you can only make so much. Is that all income or is that just like active? Would it be passive
income
too?
It's modified adjusted gross income.
Okay.
So they actually factor in 50% of your Social Security benefits counts toward that number. So there's a lot of variables that go into it, but that's only until you reach full retirement age. Once you reach full retirement age, you can earn any amount and not have your benefit reduced. So
yeah,
there you go.
But if you retire early, you're going to get penalized for income above that 22,300 and whatever threshold.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Adam, you got anything to add?
I can't add to that. That was perfection.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Get a compliment from Adam.
They are rare.
I'm gonna take that home.
He rolled with it. He did a great job.
It's a shame you can't frame it or something. Hang it on the wall.
Oh, I'll frame it.
All right.
We are recording this. So.
Yes.
That's the only way to memorialize this moment. Kelly Lynn.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit our question mailbag. So stick around. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.